Next, we'll consider the record and leadership skills of another mayoral candidate, State Senator Anthony Williams. On a warm Saturday afternoon, I met him and supporters gathered for a rally at Malcolm X Park in West Philadelphia. As a DJ warmed the modest crowd, Williams made his way through the park. Though he's 58, he can't go 20 feet without somebody remembering his father, the late State Senator Hardy Williams, a pioneer of independent black politics in Philadelphia, who ran for mayor himself in 1979. Bill Banks, a retired committeeman from the 46th Ward, remembers seeing Tony Williams get his start decades ago.
I was inspired by him because he was just so young, but he had ideas that he wanted to project. And then when I really observed him, I could see more of his father in him.
While Williams is deeply rooted in West Philadelphia, he went to a prep school in Franklin and Marshall College and spent several years working for Pepsi before entering politics. He's reached a position of leadership in Harrisburg, though, serving as whip of the Democratic caucus, where he's earned a fair measure of respect in the Capitol.
I found him to be, most importantly, a man of his word. He is very pragmatic. He's not an ideologue or a partisan. He's very interested in trying to get to a result rather than simply giving speeches or public shows.
That's Republican State Senator Dominic Pileggi, who was majority leader in Harrisburg when Williams proudly notes he sponsored legislation creating local taxing authority to bring $250 million of funding to Philadelphia's public schools. Depending on your view, Williams' warm relationships with Republicans in the Capitol are evidence of his relationship-building skills, so critical for an effective leader, or a sign that he's a transactional politician and phony Democrat, ready to sell out public schools to please wealthy donors committed to vouchers and charters. Williams says he's long believed in school choice and makes no apologies for working with Republicans who control the legislature.
I've been in the minority so long. If I want to get something done, I can sit around and talk to Democrats all day, but the truth is I have to go across at some point in time and say, can I get permission to start the conversation? And so I have allies.
Williams says his experience working in the legislature and the fact that he also represents part of Delaware County have prepared him to represent the city well as mayor in the suburbs and the Capitol. Another important measure of leadership is an ability to recognize and hire top-notch staff. Most agree Williams gets smart people. David Patty, president of the Pennsylvania Business Council, has known him for decades.
Tony seems to recruit and mentor talent. I get the sense that he's always left his staff pursue their own interest and develop their careers. I don't think he's threatened by his staff. I think he likes helping them. And they're loyal to him, and he returns the courtesy.
A criticism you hear of Williams in the Capitol is that while he's a smart guy, he doesn't always follow through on his projects. He gets distracted. And that he likes to take more credit than he deserves. I asked State Senator Vincent Hughes, a fellow West Philadelphia Democrat, if Williams can fairly claim, as he does on the campaign trail, that he brought all that money to city schools through legislation authorizing the sales and cigarette taxes.
I think he deserves some of the credit, absolutely. I mean, he wasn't the only person involved in those kind of conversations about the sales tax, for example. I think he was a leader, and I think he had an important public voice on that.
Another Philadelphia Senate colleague, Larry Farnese, gives Williams more credit on the school money, saying his persistence on behalf of the city and his relationships with Republicans were critical. Farnese has endorsed Williams in the mayor's race. Hughes hasn't because of some policy differences, but he says he has no doubts about Williams' work ethic. As for that knock about not attending to details and following through, Williams says he knows where that comes from.
When I was younger, the details of how to wrap everything up, I didn't necessarily know how to do. So I'd have good concepts, and they would not always get completed because I would say, this is a great thing, and I move on to the next thing, and leave the other thing behind. But that hasn't been me for a number of years. I have slowed down enough to commit to issues.
Williams has served 27 years in the Capitol without scandal. Critics do note that his wife works for a natural gas drilling industry trade group and that he did vote for Act 13, the legislation that created impact fees instead of taxing drilling based on how much a well produces. And earlier this year, the city ethics board cited Williams' mayoral campaign for accepting some contributions in excess of campaign finance limits. And there's the fact that most of the TV ads for Williams this year have come not from his campaign, but from three wealthy securities traders who've put more than $6 million into a super PAC on his behalf. They love his support of charter schools and vouchers. Williams says he has a track record of independence and that he supported school choice long before he even met the three traders. And he points out that other Democrats, like the Clintons, have rich friends.
How does it work that it's okay for certain Democrats to have wealthy people and not be influenced, right? And I'm all of a sudden bought? That doesn't add up.
Williams faced a life-threatening illness a few years back and thought about leaving politics. When he recovered, he says he realized he was committed to this. Now he says he's ready to lead at a whole new level.